USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence's plane has been recalled to Washington, D.C. for an unspecified emergency. All the White House sources saying is that something came up and the VP has to be back at the White House, adding, it's not cause for alarm. The White House is hitting back against Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez after she condemned the treatment of illegal aliens and asylum seekers at the southern border.
I don't know what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is talking about, but then again, that's nothing new. I never know what she's talking about. In this particular instance, I'm glad she's saying it's horrible down at the border. We've been saying that now for 2 years.
That's White House spokesman Hogan Gidley. Now, Representative Ocasio-Cortez has accused, without proof, Border Patrol agents of putting illegal aliens in cramped conditions, giving them poor quality food, and forcing them to drink out of the toilet. This was the congresswoman's first trip to the border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
The White House says the president is in a wait-and-see mode regarding Iran.
He's been incredibly patient and non-impulsive, really flying in the face of many people's irrational predictions about his leadership qualities, and Iran is the latest example of that.
That's counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, speaking earlier on Fox and Friends. Iran has begun enriching uranium past the levels allowed in the 2015 nuclear agreement. This comes after the White House walked away from the deal and reimposed sanctions on Iran. Chicago police are preparing for a traditionally violent 4th of July weekend. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says they'll be focusing on policing high crime areas and downtown areas of the city.
You know, everyone's welcome to come enjoy the city, but we won't tolerate misbehavior. And we have some historical flashpoints around the city where we will be monitoring them during the 4th of July.
This past weekend, over 50 people in Chicago were shot, and Johnson says if you see something suspicious, to say something. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The attorney for Andy Ngo, the conservative journalist who was attacked by Antifa during a protest in Portland on Saturday, says she plans to hold the city government responsible for his beating. Harmeet Dhillon tells Fox News that the city failed to keep everyone safe during the protest.
Well, the police chief is responsible for actually designing the plan and providing where the police are, but the mayor and the city leadership ultimately give the instructions to the authorities as to where they're supposed to go. Now, the situation on the ground in Portland and policing is so bad that the sheriffs of the adjoining counties have refused to send mutual aid to Portland because they don't want their own officers to be assaulted. Portland has consistently understaffed these types of incidents. There have been many incidents. This is not the first incident. And so they knew, they were aware that this was going to happen, and they did nothing to prevent it.
Portland Mayor Democrat Ted Wheeler did come out and condemn the attacks, but according to Dhillon,
his words are empty platitudes, and the Twitter ratio on that tweet represents the fact that nobody is buying it. And, you know, even liberal First Amendment lawyers are very upset about this. Journalists should not be attacked despite of their political persuasion. And Portland's Antifa runs wild. And there are other people who are injured who are not pictured in videos for their privacy. They're concerned that Antifa will target them.
Police were not seen in the video of Ngo's attack. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.